Welcome to the Healing Grove Podcast. I'm Dr. Kristen Ryman, an integrative holistic family physician, author of Life After Lyme, and host in this virtual space of learning, healing, and growing. I believe humans are like trees, and our physical limb is only one of many. Health on all limbs of the tree, emotional, conceptual, social, spiritual, is absolutely required for the whole tree that is you to be vibrantly well. I created the Healing Grove Podcast as a place to showcase some of the world's best integrative and holistic medicine, to expose you to transformative tools and mindset shifts for all limbs of your tree. I hope you enjoy our conversation in the Healing Grove today as much as I enjoyed having it. Hey, Bobby Vogel, how are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm great, and I'm just so excited for this conversation. I want to introduce you before we do anything else, though. So everyone, this is Bobby Vogel. She's a medical intuitive, a clairvoyant healer, and a spirit coach with a mission to connect humanity to faith, healing, life, and purpose. How cool is that? What Bobby's come to understand from work with hundreds of clients with both diagnosed and undiagnosed illness is that almost every, illness starts as an emotional illness. Mm-hmm. Emotional trauma is stored in the etheric or energy body, which creates stagnation. Stagnation in turn creates density, and density creates what Western medicine would call an illness. And Bobby's actually able to see density in the energy in the physical body, as well as along acupuncture meridians. She's then able to learn from spirit what has created that density and how to remove it. Her clients have been diagnosed with everything from chronic pain to autoimmune disease to cancer, and many have experienced healing and a new lease on life. So thank you again for talking with us. I think this conversation is going to blow my mind. Before we get into it, I really would love to hear from you how you got on this path. It's such an interesting niche that you're in. Tell us your story.
Well, I'll try to bottom line my story, but... So I moved, I was a top producing real estate agent in San Francisco Bay Area, and I had adopted a little boy when he was 14 months old in San Francisco, and around, it's almost 6 years ago, I decided that, I'd always wanted to live in Southern California, because I'm originally from Chicago, and I moved to San Francisco thinking it was like beach life. No. But, I enjoyed it. But anyway, so I just felt guided, right, to move to Southern California. And my son, because of the circumstances of his birth, has incredibly challenged behaviorally and in other ways. And so at the time, he was in a high care facility in Santa Rosa, and I transferred him to a place down here in Southern California. And I had $220,000 worth of commissions coming from a client actually down in LA, who a flipper. And so all these pieces sort of came crashing down at once. So I moved us, and 3 days after I moved us, the woman bailed on those contracts. And that was, I can get my business up and running in LA, with this cushion and, and everything. And then the facility that I moved my son to kicked him out, and unexpectedly one day, and his behavior was not something that I equipped, trained, or was in his highest good, right? Because he needed more. But here he was at home in school for the first time, a regular school for the first time in his life, actually. And it didn't go well. I don't want to say too much about his privacy, but he had behaviors that ended up, he'd be kicked out of school every day or home early or this or this. And long story short, I ended up not being able to work full days or at all, and I was having to deal with all that. And eventually I had a sheriff sticker on the door. And here I'd been like a homeowner and everything in the Bay and pretty and very successful, and I had to leave my Mercedes-Benz in the parking lot at Ross in Venice, which I'll never forget, you know, leave the keys in it, took my plates off of it. I had no food, no nothing, no family. Both my parents are on the other side. And I was basically stripped of everything but faith. And like a faith I didn't even know I had yet. You know, I was always kind of connected, but I didn't really understand it. You know, looking back now, I understand, but I was terrified and broken. And my son subsequently, so I had a suicide plan because I just was like, look, people, like God, I was so mad at God, like booger crying and literally throwing pillows and like, am I this bad? Like, am I this horrible of a person that no matter what I do or try, I can't get out of this? And I'm scared. You know, I was terrified and I didn't know how I was going to withstand the situation. And somebody came from Chicago that I hadn't seen in 20 years, random, like called me and said, hey, I heard you were in Southern California. She shows up and she talks about this agape. She said, can I take you to lunch? So of course, you know, yes, because it was a treat. And told me about agape, and I thought it was a restaurant. Well, agape is a non-denominational, you know, Michael Beckwith, he's in The Secret. So that's his church, but I'd never heard about it. And anyway, I was planning to leave the planet within 24 hours. That was on a Saturday that I met with her. And for some reason, I woke up Sunday morning and I looked up agape. And I was like, just moved, literally almost, it felt like grabbed by the back of the shirt, no kidding, in my sweat, like, Jack, get up, let's go, we're going to church. And I don't know what propelled me because I was literally lifeless, you know, at that point. And we went, and I ended up within like 2 minutes, I had my head in my hands and my shirt was soaking wet with tears because I knew that was God talking to me and my parents and my peeps, you know. I've had a tattoo of my peeps for years on my arm, but I never, you know, I would come and go with my connection to that. So I knew then because my thoughts were being spoken, my plan was being spoken, my situation was being, and then the support, like, you're going to be okay. You know, you stand up, get up. And I was like, you know, crying. And after, for the first time, I walked out of there with my head up, and I obviously didn't, I abandoned my suicide plan, and I never went back. I've never gone back to that feeling of helplessness. And even though my son from there got in trouble and ended up going to juvenile detention, and then he never came home after that. So my healing really began that day, but I ended up completely evicted and everything, but I had faith. It's the best way to explain it is like, so I felt this immense love for the first time, you know, and this like literally surrounded by support, guidance, and spirit. And I began relying on it.
Only. Wow. So let me stop you for 1 second, because I think that there are many people who have that experience and they're never the same afterwards. Like, you can't experience that and somehow forget it, right? Yeah. And there are also people who have not. What would you say to those people who have not? Is that there for them as well? Is that something that they can tap into?
Spirit?
Yeah, who haven't felt that, you know?
Yeah, so, you know, the beautiful thing, so not everybody needs to go through this, right, to get connected, but I did. You know, that was my pain to purpose. Because, and I'll answer that, but like, look, because looking back at every single thing I've ever done, every joyous thing, painful thing, because I have a, you know, I'm adopted myself and, you know, have things in my history, but I can look, and I'm an ex-paramedic, right? So, and I wanted to be a doc, I was pre-med and my dad was killed in a car accident. So I've always been drawn to healing and being in service and this, you know, so for me, I had to come through all these things and they were all a tool. And I am so strong that I had to be, it really took spirit a lot to get me on my knees. And then I finally dropped. And from that place, my whole life changed. Now, my mission is, you know, is, hey, whether you've been on your knees or not, you know, if you are, let me extend my hand to you and help you get up. Because that's, you know, for human, I know that it's possible. Because if I did it, anybody can do it. And for the people who haven't gotten there, I'm like, hey, start tapping in to your guides, because we all have our own. Well, of course, God is, I like to call him the supervisor, and that's not a religion, that's non-denominational. It's like God is here for all of us, no matter who we are, whether we believe it or not. Whether we believe that or not, it's still the truth. So lean in on it. It's like, because it's not going to not be the truth just because you don't believe it. So why not? You know, so why not start saying, because that's what changed my life. God, help me. What did I say? I started to understand, and this is when I started to understand that I signed up to heal something, or I'm not confronting something or healing something here, and I'm being brought to heal so that I can move towards, there's got to be a reason I'm here. There's got to be a reason I'm here. There's no way this this soul experienced all the things that I have for no reason, right? And so, and from that place, I started asking, what is it? What is it? Why am I here? You know, and just please guide me. Please guide me. I'll do it. Like, it's, I just don't know what it is. It's not that I don't want to do it. I just don't know what it is. And help me, guide me. And then that guidance started, you know, it's such a long, you know, story, but one foot in front of the other. And what you would think are miracles, which I now know is just possibilities for all of us, is like these miracles started just unfolding one after the other. And I knew that I was like, oh, you guys are funny. You know, I started talking. I started really, that relationship became everything and still is.
So tell us more about you guys and your peeps. You've used that term. I know what you mean because we've spoken before, but explain that.
Well, so the really cool truth is after all the sessions I've done with people, not just sick people, I do sessions with everybody, but what I know from spirit, because I'm spirit taught, is it's a very simple thing. Before we come in and take a body, right? Because it takes a courage to take a physical body. Because we know in our highest level self before we've come and take a body that we're going to get amnesia. When we do that, we're going to leave our highest consciousness where everything is very simple and powerful and full of love and, you know, compassion. We're going to leave that space. We're going to commit. We have to. It's a spiritual law. We have to commit to healing wounds. And we have to commit to a life purpose. And in one way or another, it's a life of service. Our purpose is a service to humanity in one way or another. Doesn't matter what you're doing, you know. And so, and we decide this with before God, our purpose. We're not handed a piece of paper and God's all like, get in there and do that, you know, thing. Whether you want to or not, it's not like that. And if you don't do it, you're going to hell. That is not what happens, you know, at all. It's this beautiful collaboration that we're really excited about because the thing, so the reason that we need to agree to heal wounds is because healing our wounds transcends our soul. And when our, it's all about us, you see? So like coming in here and taking a body and having wounds to heal and living through hard experiences is a service to our own soul's transcendence. It's not a punishment. You see, like people, including my old self, you know, we think we get in victimization around this. And so our guides, the ones that are assigned to us, you know, and agree to be in service to us, it's their soul's purpose while we're here in a body which takes balls, as they say. They have a funny sense of humor. To come in here, they don't have amnesia, we do, right? So they hold and they commit to hold all of our experiences, good, bad, emotion. They know what our wounds are that we signed up for. They know what our life purpose is. They were there for it. And they say to us, hey, you're excited right now, because I'm like, yeah, you know, what? I want to transcend, because when I transcend, I get to leave a little and little bit more of my amnesia behind every single time. And I'm going to get to reconnect with my highest self, right? And then like, I already know what that feels like. I already know what that looks like, right? So we choose these wounds to serve that. And then the people, like for me, a great example is like, I'm adopted, right? So on the other side, I choose a wound of abandonment. One of my wounds is abandonment. I put that in my basket. It's like, you know, I see them as like mason jars. I'm gonna, you know, and I piled my basket. Because I was like, let's roll, you know, I'm a badass. I'm not a victim, I'm a badass, you know? So abandonment, so this soul on the other side, who's not yet my birth mother in physical form, says, I will be in service to your soul by coming in, creating the wound of abandonment on your behalf, so that you have the wound to heal, so that you transcend, your soul transcends. And at the time I'm like, thank you so much. Wow. What an amazing gift, because certainly you're going to be creating more wounds for yourself as well. Right. That's a hard one. So I'm all grateful and we're all in agreement. Yay. You know, everybody who's going to come in and out and create, you know, wounds and this and this. And then I'm ready to come in and my guides say to me, hey, you're not going to be stoked when you get in there. You're going to be in pain. You're going to forget who you are. You're going to forget we're here. You're going to forget God oversees all of this. And it's like, well, you know, you can be grabbed up by the shirt anytime, and that you are a light being. This is a vehicle for transcendence. And so when it's time to wake you up, we're going to start trying to wake you up one way or another, right? So does it have to be homelessness? Not for everybody. Does it have to be illness? Maybe for some people. Is it loss? Is it grief? Is it this? Is it job? Is it divorce? It's different for everybody, right? But it's time for us now to wake up, because you see, the vibration of transcendence is high, right? The vibration of emotional woundedness is not. It's stagnant. It's not a judgment. Doesn't make it. It's not that it's. Well, it is dark, but it's not dark in the way people think. It's like, you know, entity level dark. It's a low vibration. We're all collectively in a low vibration because people aren't healing. People are, yeah, hate, victim, you did that, instead of coming in and being like, well, what did I say I'd heal? What did I say I would do while I'm here? People don't, a lot of people do, but more people don't. That's why we're in the situation we're in right now. And look at the lessons that keep on coming every single day. We get another pile of crap, right? More hatred, more killings, more this, more that. It's like, wake up, everybody, stop. Take a breath. Look at, like, start asking, okay, like, get in yourself and start asking, what is it? What can I do? What can I do to start changing this vibration and also transcend up and out of here?
Right. So there's two pieces in there. I think one is just the awareness that it's possible, right? That there's a choice. And the other is this interesting kind of dichotomy that you already introduced between being a badass or versus being a victim, right? Uh-huh. So do people come to the planet as one or the other, or is it possible to shift yourself from a victim mentality that says life is happening to me, illness is happening to me, to the badass who says, you know what, life is happening for me, illness is an opportunity that I can use to transcend?
Yeah, I mean, of course, we all come in, you know, I wasn't thinking I was a badass before spirit showed me via other sessions and then my own healing work, right? I mean, I continue and I, you know, I got connected to the Akashic Records and that's how I got connected to my gifts, was via that. And I used that to heal myself. And that's how I all understood, oh my God, all of this has been on my behalf, not because I'm a piece of shit. So see, I was thinking I was in victim for sure. You know, I didn't understand there's different levels of, you know, in my work with people, you know, I'll have people come in and sell me on why they're a victim, right? They don't want to not be a victim because it's serving them somehow, right? Like they're either being enabled by it or it's different for everybody. But so that's my mission there, is like, you know, connecting people to faith to move forward into their own, connecting to their own peeps, leaning in on their own peeps. And then your life changes when that happens. You start healing, and you, when you heal, your life changes. When your life changes, you start wondering, why am I here? What is my purpose? It's a path I had to take. So everybody can do it. It doesn't matter where you start. You know, some people maybe wouldn't consider themselves victims, and maybe they aren't, you know, and truly they're not, but they still have, or they could be, you know, muscling through woundedness, right? Because they're still finding success on the planet. Look at the proof of how far people can get, even when they're deeply wounded. Mm-hmm. But the density and the stagnation from emotional wounds eventually catches up to everybody, no matter who you are. Whether, you know, you have severe chronic illness or pain, breathing in light into our energy bodies clears it. It's, you know, so victim, not victim, it's like all of us. It doesn't matter who we are, what our circumstances are, where we came from, we had a good childhood, or, you know, which is next to impossible for anyone, you know, because we have wounds created on our behalf.
So are there simple practices that one could engage in daily to start to cultivate that relationship with their peeps or guides, to start to open up to guidance and, you know, really bring in the light? Do you have anything you can share with us that's brief and, you know, easy for and okay for everybody to do?
Yeah, I mean, all of us. So I know we're kind of jumping around, but, you know, given that we're all energy bodies, light bodies, that is the truth. I mean, that's why my practice is etheric medicine. It's important to explain first, you know, our energy, our etheric body came first. It's scientifically proven, Curlian photography, and it's quantum physics. our energy body came first, and our physical body is like a hologram of it. It's just a duplication of it in you know, physical matter. And so the emotional wounds come into the energy body, the light body first. And so if we don't, first of all, people need to understand that they are light bodies. This thing is not it, you know? And if we don't keep our energy body, if we don't breathe, which I'll just explain in a second, if we're not conscious of keeping our energy flowing by consciously pulling in light and visual envisioning, breathing it in, filling your body with it, your energy, you know, and you want to see beyond the skin, you know, and breathe, fill yourself with light like a balloon, you know, or something, whatever you need to do. But I call it, spirit taught me, it's earth, sky, masculine, feminine. So you can pull the feminine earth energy through your feet, you know, but it's really using your breath and envisioning the light swirling up through. If you've got pain in your knees or you this or that, or, you know, people with bone cancer I have doing this and everything, is like, fill your bones with light. Fill your bones and your body with light. And so you're bringing it up to your belly button, the feminine, and then you're pulling in, God, give me light. You know, you bring in the light, breathe it in, you breathe it into your head. And it's almost like imagining God having a, like, do you have a funnel on your head? And because it comes, you ask and you receive. And I actually have a video of it. But so you're going to, you know, throw off, hey, any thoughts that don't serve me. And they change every day. Any thoughts that aren't serving me, replace them with love, self-love, compassion. Right? Some people have to stay there and do that for a few minutes until they feel calmness, and then pulling it through your throat. Help me speak my truth. Take up space, especially with women, right? You want to throw off almost like you took a mud bath, you know, and you're taking and you're asked for it to be transcended, but you want to, it's, you're getting it out of your space. Literally. It's not just a woo woo meditation. And for all of us, you pull it into your heart, fill your whole space with love and kindness and compassion, first for yourself. And when I get here, I just like to say, I love you, Bobby. You know, I'm so proud of you, right? Like, wow, what a badass you are. You're doing great. You know, breathe into that. And then you want to breathe into all your organs need light. There's so much stagnation. If we, you know, that creates density, then it's called cancer or autoimmune or, you know, anxiety. We could talk about that. But so it meets the feminine that you pull through the earth, and it swirls clockwise together right there at your belly button. And you'll feel it, your hands will feel like you had too much salt or something. You'll literally feel the energy. You put your hands to your side for a minute and just breathe that in. And then at the end, so this covers everything. I say, and I do this every morning when I get up, and you can do it as many times as you want, but I definitely do it every morning before I walk into the world. And I say, first of all, thank you. Thank you so much for guiding me to purpose. And if you don't yet feel that you're in your purpose, say, God, please guide me towards whatever healing I said I would do, and lead me towards life purpose. I'm all about it. I agree to it. I want to do it. Guide me and be with me. Show me, you know, if you're kind of just first connecting with your peeps, that you can call them, hey, peeps, and God, I always say God, but show me a pretty big sign that you're here, so that, because I want to understand that you're here. Like, I need to know you're here. Can you show me, like, just kind of move something big out of my way, you know, or like an obstacle, or guide me, or let me hear something. Just show up somehow so that I know. And it always happens. I have people recently, because I work with a lot with CEOs and other business owners, and to help them get their, you know, unblock the reasons that they're standing in their own way and have awareness around what those things are, so they can be like, no, I'm not doing that, you know, and make fun, have fun with it, but then, you know, create whatever is supposed to happen. See, so this one young business owner a couple weeks ago, she was ready to close her doors, and we did a session. She didn't have money. She had tried. She did this like three times. And the next day she texted me, she was like, I just got like an anonymous donor send. Is that a big enough sign? That's what I said. I was like, well, how's that for a sign? Like, and the next day she got a sponsorship with Nike, and she makes these socks for nurses. Anyway, it's fun, you know, it's a lot of fun. It's not fun when you're sick, right? But if you can have faith that, first you have to have faith that it's possible to heal, or it's almost impossible, right? And to have compassion for yourself for whatever wounds that you do have sitting in your space. And most of us, you know, for that little kid that's still wounded, you know, because those, it creates illness. Yeah. And like why it's cool working with, you know, side by side with doctors is like this example I just had completely forgot about, but I was doing a session with a woman who was not doing a session for health reasons, is marriage and stuff like that. And right towards the end, I just sort of did my scan, right? Cause I can see the density and everything, as I told you. And so I was sort of, I can connect in a, you know, and etherically, and I can see, try to calm her energy down and send light through. And I saw some density in her head. And I said, oh, do you, you know, what's going on there? She's like, I don't know why. And I said, well, you should go get a scan. Like, I don't know if it's because I'm the scan as far as I go, but we need Western medicine. Also, we need those tools. So I said, I don't know, it could just be energy, density, you know, stagnant energy, but like, go, I would just go get a scan if you can. She wrote me like 2 months later, and sure enough, she had a little mass in her brain. It's, you know, that she had no idea about. So it's just because of how hard she is on herself. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So you've given us so much to think about, Bobby. Thank you for walking us through that practice.
That is, you know, it's a spirit taught, you know, valuable tool for balancing ourselves and everything, and can be used every single morning, or if you're having a rough time struggling, do it a couple times. You know, sometimes I could be in a grocery store or whatever, and if I'm feeling a little, you know, overwhelm coming or whatever it is, or I'm just having a just struggling, I'll say just to myself, earth and sky, masculine, feminine, and that's that spirit, like, oh, she needs some light, you know. And it's the intention. You know, it's like your peeps are around, and that's almost like a shh, you know. It's fun to know that we can move mountains, you know, when we partner up with our peeps and God and ask for what it is that we need. And it's profound.
Thank you so much for sharing this with us. It's been such a delight talking with you.
Thank you. It was a lot of fun. Yeah, I appreciate it.
I hope you enjoyed this episode of the Healing Grove podcast. If you liked it, please be sure to like and subscribe. And if you want to deepen your experience further, consider grabbing a copy of the Healing Grove Playbook. With journal prompts for this podcast and 41 others, it's the perfect place to record your learnings, keep track of the tools you explore, and reflect on your own experience. Finally, it's important to mention that even though I am a doctor, nothing you hear on this podcast, whether from myself or my guests, constitutes medical advice. Any intervention you try should always be discussed with and supervised by a trusted member of your own healing team. Thanks for listening, and see you next time in the Healing Grove.